to the music in the air.
We don't want to encourage piracy. What they should go after is the pirates, I guess.
As I say it, don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg.
Come on now, let me feel it now.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
I am a pirate. I should be arrested, jailed, or fined.
It's Mother's Day, the 14th of May, 2006.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
I am Ragnar Danisjold, and this is The Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate community. We take a look into the past week's pirate radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network, an odd tech tip or two whenever one, you know, crosses the way, general free radio and DXing news, the propagation forecast, throw in a little pod-safe music, and, well, we call it The Pirates Week. Talking about pod-safe music, the music for this entire show is brought to us by Monica Herzig. I just found her on the Pod-Safe Music Network. Really good artist. You're going to be hearing quite a bit of her. I really like the tracks she's laying down. Oh, and hey, did you hear This Week in Amateur Radio yet for this week? My God, somebody woke up over there and they really updated their whole format. They got a whole new intro. They got intros and outros. A bunch of music beds are laying down. It's really sounding good. Who knows? Maybe they're taking after the Pirates Week podcast. Maybe that inspired them a bit. But really, it took me by surprise when I popped it into the old MP3 player yesterday and started off with a whole new intro. And even some of the segments sounded like they've jazzed it up a little bit. So, hey, kudos to This Week in Amateur Radio. We'll be hearing some stories from them a little bit later in the podcast because we do tend to borrow from them. Not a lot this show, though. Let's see, what else was I going to talk about before we get into the Pirates in the News? Oh, hey, new listener stats. If you noticed, about 3-4 weeks ago, I switched our servers over to the DX Programs servers, and they're quite a bit faster in allowing faster downloads. And I can now, for the very first time in, a year and a half that we've been producing the Pirates Week podcast, that we can actually get a realistic number of how many people are listening. And my God, it's a whole lot more than I thought, about 3 or 4 times more than I thought. I almost got a little bit of mic fright as I started up the podcast here this morning. I got over 100 listeners. Some of the shows that we were doing back a couple weeks ago, especially with the Dave Rabbit bit, over 160 downloads. So, wow. I thought there was only 30 or 40 of us, but apparently we're a quite a bit larger audience, and that's really neat, and we will talk a little bit more about that a little bit later in the podcast. What else was I going to cover in the pre-ramble? Oh, hey, we did the poll on the website for the last 2 weeks about what I should change on the podcast, looking for a little bit more input, and definitely, like I said last week, overwhelmingly the stats came in that there just wasn't enough boobies in the podcast. There was an utter lack of boobies in the podcast, so I posted a pic on the blog of my man boobies. I thought that would really kind of satisfy everybody's need for boobies, So check out the website over there at www.piratesweek.info, and on last week's blog posting, you can see a picture of my man boobies. Anything else? Oh, and one last thing. I don't know if you catch other RF podcasts. That's what I'm calling them, podcasts that cover the RF spectrum. A new Solder Smoke came out May 9th. I haven't seen one of those in a little bit. That's a podcast that kind of goes into, well, solder smoke, you know, homebrew and building your own stuff. Okay, well, that's about the pre-ramble. Let's get into Pirates in the news. First up, Jean-Robert Dominique, a Haitian man, was charged last Thursday for operating a pirate radio station, Radio Antilles. Playing Caribbean music and broadcasting in Creole, 90.9 FM in Palm Bay, Florida. He had a little studio with a homemade transmitter, an audio mixer board, and a 43-foot tower. He even had advertisers. He just didn't have an FCC license, said Palm Bay police spokesman Yvonne Martinez. Allegedly, his broadcast interfered with public radio station WMFE at 90.7 FM. Another news item came in across my email, sent in by Robert. Norman Barrington, an ex-Radio Caroline DJ, has his website back up. The new address is www.normanb.com, N-O-R-M-A-N-B.com. He's got some new stuff up on the old .net URLs as well. There's links from the .com site. And some new jingles and old spots. Definitely worth a listen, says Robert. Well, with that, it's time to take a look over at the Free Radio Network for some of the more interesting postings. That's www.frn.net/vines. Starting off with Pirate Shortwave, as we typically do, Larry posts that Barry S. is in the hospital for the second time as in many months. A get well shout out to this forum or to their email from the great bunch of people as found on the FRN would be really nice. They can be found at kcbm_2@yahoo.com. I posted that I thought I was hearing a Chinese station on 6940 at 0230 last Saturday night. I typically thought that this was a winter phenomenon. WLS thought it may have been Radio Fana speaking Aramaic or Oromal. I have to honestly say, I have never even heard of Oromal, but it did kind of sound Oriental at the time. Dr. Who posts that MAC has been logged in France and in Indonesia. Hey man, congrats to Dr. Who, that is really cool. Over in the swap shop, HV Transformer has a real radio for sale, a Gates 250GY, with operation and tech manual, $500 or best offer. That thing is a tank. I took a look at it on the web. Rockin' Rick replies to an old post of Snow Dogs. He's looking at the Veronica 12-watt stereo transmitter he had for sale. And lastly, over in the 11-meter band is a slightly off-topic thread going on. I typically wouldn't mention it, but I will give kudos for Dogma 142 for the notion that humans excel in pattern recognition, and then tying that into the need for a deity and the supernatural. That's really insightful. I kind of enjoyed that off-topic thread. As always, I have no affiliation with the Free Radio Network, other than just a regular reader. Typically, I take a look over at the DX Programs forums. That's http://piratedxer.com. Unfortunately, right now, there are no new posts. I have been hanging around altradio.pirate lately. I have been considering following some of their better posts on this podcast as well. I really don't have the time to follow them in depth. Hey, but if you do and wish to have a little spot on the Pirates Week and go ahead and read through some of the more relevant posts there, send me an email. I'd like to start following, you know, some of the better posts on some of the alternative news groups. Send me an email. And from the electronic newsletter, the Free Radio Weekly is the recent shortwave pirate radio stations heard. This is from the Free Radio Weekly dated May 13th, 2006. The Crystal Ship, Northwoods Radio, Undercover Radio, Voice of Captain Ron, Voice of Mike Gawkin, and WMPR. And from across the Atlantic, European stations logged here by North American DXers include Radio Strike and Mystery Radio. QSLs reported being received this past week has been from Northwoods Radio, KCBM Undercover Radio, and Captain Ron Shortwave.
Heard you coming on a pirate transmission, coming in through my head, station to station. You're coming in waves, stuttered and broken, and talking about revolution.
Hi everybody, I'm the Pirate DXer. Well, I hope you had a chance to give a listen to the pirate bands and maybe catch a broadcast or two. I have three recordings to share with you this week. And first of all, we're going to start off with the Crystal Ship, heard on May 9th on 6875 kilohertz at 0020 UTC.
Outside the ham band on both ends, of course, because we don't want to mess around with those ham frequencies. Even though there's not too many left yet, probably. We'll still stay out of the band. Let's not start any quarreling and fighting with each other. And there's lots of spectrum for everyone, no matter what the FCC and federal government says. Obviously, it's a lie because we seem to go around twice.
Next we have WMPR, heard May 10th, 6925 kilohertz at 0107 UTC. And our third and final clip this week is again from the Crystal Ship, heard May 12th, 6875 kilohertz at 0100 UTC.
You are tuned to the Crystal Ship. All right. I think it's enough of all that war and blood and... stand by it. I hate it when the meter gets stuck over on the other side and I can't monitor my modulation. Then I have to go and smack it. Smack the transmitter. Spank the transmitter. It seems to enjoy it. Like I was saying, we'll get out of the war and the anti-Bush crap and just have fun for a few moments. So here is the Steve Miller Band.
Well, that's it for me this week. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Ragnar on his achievement for the Pirates Week podcast. We were crunching some numbers there, seeing how many downloads we have from the two different servers, and this show is a huge hit. A lot more downloads than we thought possible. So congratulations, Ragnar. You've done a fantastic job with this podcast, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. And I hope everybody takes the opportunity to help out and to tell everybody about the Pirates Week, because this is a very informative pirate radio communication. So for the Pirates Week, I am the Pirate DXer, and I'll say 73s. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, hey, thanks, Pirate DXer, and as long as we're going to toot our own horns here at the Pirates Week, so to speak, I have one other off-air recording I recorded last night. That would have been Saturday night on 6925 upper sideband around 2320 or so UTC. I had the voice of Captain Ron, and I was also broadcasting him, simulcasting him on the Gulch. That's a radio stream I maintain, and you can get to that off the homepage of shortwavepirate.info. But he was saying thank you to me and thank you to the Gulch, and I thought I'd let you take a listen to him, and then we're going to get on with the rest of the program.
We're going to say hello. We just got an update, but we are being rebroadcast right now. Right this minute on the Gulch, on the internet. So we got to say hello to Ragnar, our buddy Ragnar out there. He's got the Gulch web stream fired up, and I don't have the address right in front of me, but if you can find a link to it from the FRN. So anyway, go ahead and check it out on the Gulch. That's pretty cool. So Ragnar's out there. He's listening. Hey man, how you doing? Captain Ron saying hello, and thank you for the very much for the internet on the internet audio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Is anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I would like to report the raving success of the spot we ran a couple weeks ago of the Suzy Koozie Shortwave DXer Companion Dowel. I have heard from the manufacturer that they have completely sold out, and some individuals have reported to ordering multiple koozies. Well, due to the success of the spot, I am going to further try to monetize this podcast. I have allowed my name to be used to sponsor this next product. I realize this is a high-end product, and most listeners will not be able to afford it, but for that specific pirate op out there, this may be just what you're looking for, the Ragnar D2000 ICV.
Pirate radio is fun, but like that garage band you started in high school.
That's nice, but you'll never make any money from it.
Well, now you can. Put down that guitar, Captain Ganja. Introducing the Ragnar D2000 ICV. It's a fully functional ice cream van built on a 1972 Ford Econoline chassis, and it's also a mobile shortwave transmitter. Stay on the run from the FCC while you're selling delicious frozen treats from the Mount Airy Confection Company to fat kids and stoners all around your neighborhood. The roof panel features a cleverly hidden high-efficiency log periodic, and the freezer conceals a 500-watt modified Drake TX-4B. LSB, USB, and AM controllers are conveniently mounted on the dashboard. And the studio is located in the rear of the van behind a cheesy-ass-looking shower curtain, so nobody will suspect you're on the air. All of the regular ice cream van accoutrements are fully functional too, complete with a Craig 8-track player so you can crank out all those happening ice cream man tunes. Or, with the flip of a switch, your broadcast plays out of the lo-fi vintage Altec horn located on the roof. Emblazoned with the Mount Airy logo, your legitimacy is a purveyor of only the finest frozen delights is beyond question by the feds, or worse yet, suspicious moms who recognize the spicy smell emanating from the broken back windows. For more information, call 1-800-CRACKER. That's 1-800-CRACKER with a K. Don't miss out. We've only built three of these babies, and James Brown Yard is already considering buying two.
Well, hey, if you got a spot you wish to have run on the Pirates Week, just email it to me, and we'll get it out there as we continue to try to monetize this podcast. Well, let's take a look now at some other radio news. Two quick stories here. First off, Dark Life posted on the FRN that he has created a new forum board for pirate radio. He states it was because he really hates the FRN now because the moderator was such a jerk to him. They host sections on LPFM, Shortwave Pirates, Part 15, and General Discussions. It's been up for, well, about a week now, and they still don't really have any posts. I really don't think I'll be posting there as well. But if you wish to take a look at it, it's over at http://freeradio.open.to/. And as we get into the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio, I'd first like to put out this solar long-range prediction from science at NASA. Due to the slowing of the solar tidal forces, solar 25 for 2022 should be very weak, and cycle 24 for 2011 or 2012 is predicted to be very strong. Let's take a listen to Science at NASA news story on the long-range solar cycle. Then we'll get right into the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Solar cycle 25, peaking around 2022, could be one of the weakest in centuries. The sun's great conveyor belt has slowed to a record low crawl, according to research by NASA solar physicist David Hathaway. The Great Conveyor Belt is a massive circulating current of fire, or hot plasma, within the Sun. It has two branches, north and south, each taking about 40 years to perform one complete circuit. Researchers believe the turning of the belt controls the sunspot cycle, and that's why the slowdown is important. Normally, the conveyor belt moves about 1 meter per second, walking pace, says Hathaway. That's how it's been since the late 19th century. In recent years, however, the belt has decelerated to 0.75 meters per second in the north and only 0.35 meters per second in the south. We've never seen speeds so low, he says. According to theory and observation, the speed of the belt foretells the intensity of sunspot activity about 20 years in the future. A slow belt means lower solar activity. A fast belt means stronger activity. The slowdown we see now means that solar cycle 25, peaking around the year 2022, could be one of the weakest in centuries, says Hathaway. Hathaway's prediction should not be confused with another recent forecast. A team led by physicist Masumi Dikpada of NCAR has predicted that cycle 24, peaking in 2011 or 2012, will be intense. Hathaway agrees. Cycle 24 will be strong, but cycle 25 will be weak. Both of these predictions are based on the observed behavior of the conveyor belt. How do you observe a belt that plunges 20,000 kilometers below the surface of the sun? We do it using sunspots, Hathaway explains. Sunspots are magnetic knots that bubble up from the base of the conveyor belt, eventually popping through the surface of the sun. Astronomers have long known that sunspots have a tendency to drift from mid-solar latitudes towards the sun's equator. According to current thinking, this drift is caused by the motion of the conveyor belt. By measuring the drift of sunspot groups, says Hathaway, we indirectly measure the speed of the belt. Using historical records, Hathaway has succeeded in clocking the conveyor belt as far back as 1890. The numbers are compelling. For more than a century, the speed of the belt has been a good predictor of future solar activity. If the trend holds, solar cycle 25 in 2022 could be, like the belt itself, off the bottom of the charts.
As we take a look at this week's propagation forecast, we see that this week saw higher geomagnetic activity and lower sunspot numbers than the previous week. Average daily sunspot numbers declined over 5 points to 54.3. As we go to air on Friday, May 12th, look for active geomagnetic conditions with a planetary A index predicted at 25, then declining to 12 and 10 on Saturday, May 13th and Sunday, May 14th. Sunspot numbers and solar flux should be a bit lower than the past week. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts active geomagnetic conditions for May 12th, unsettled May 13th, quiet to unsettled on May 14th, nice and quiet on May 15th and 16th, back to quiet to unsettled for May 17th, and unsettled conditions on May 18th.
Well, it's about time to close out this installment of the Pirates Week. I use these closing monologues for some of my musings, thoughts, opinions on pirate radio, DXing, podcasting, and other non-related material. I usually keep them short or don't always use this segment, but this week I would like to take a few minutes to talk about this podcast and podcastings in general. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we now have over 100 listeners and over 150 on some weeks. I often told myself if I ever got over 100 listeners, I'd break down and go buy a decent mic. Probably going to have to do that this next week. I'll have to try to get the sound quality on this podcast a little bit better. I did get a pop filter this last week and had changed the mic positioning around a little bit better. Let's see how that sounds this week. But I did have one segment I wanted to throw at you. This is from Podcast 411, a podcast that interviews leading podcasters. Rob took some stats off the FeedBurner site and come up with this statistical analysis about podcasters. This is a quick little clip from Rob of Podcast 411. Take a quick listen to this.
I noticed yesterday over at FeedBurner, they have a new report that came out about the total number of podcast feeds that they manage and the growth of those feeds over the last year plus. In addition to that, they also have an aggregate number of the total subscribers to podcasts. The total number of podcasters that they tracked at the end of March was 44,889 or something like that. And the total number of aggregate subscribers was 1.6 million. If you do the math, that works out to 35 subscribers per podcast. If you take out the top 100 podcasts, that number comes down to less than 30 subscribers per podcast. Now, granted, probably half the feeds are dead feeds. That brings the average number up to somewhere around 60 subscribers per podcast. So if your podcast has more than 60 subscribers, you're doing better than the average.
Woohoo! We're better than average. That's probably the first time in my life I could actually say that. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up this week. Thanks for stopping by. I'd like to say thanks to everybody that contributed to this show. Cracker's website over there, where we tend to get our news from. Also, This Week in Amateur Radio. The Pirate DXer, he's over at www.piratedxer.com. The Pirate Music Network, we were featuring the artist Monica Herzig. And links to everything that we have talked about, as well as Monica and the PodSafe Music Network, can be found on the blog. That's at www.shortwavepirate.info. I'm going to leave you with one last tune I'm going to slap on the end of this podcast. This podcast is over, but if you wish to take a listen to this, this is probably one of the more creative songs that I have come across in pirate radio over the last few months anyways. This has been coming out on one of the editions of The Voice of Mike Gawkin. If you look around on the FRN, I believe Cracker posted a link to go ahead and download two versions, studio copies of The Voice of Mike Gawkin. I found this in one of the versions. It's a really well-done tune. I'll leave you with it. So until next week, gang, hey, thank you for listening.
If you want my wiener, you give me ease all up in my mind. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. I ain't no lying man. If you want my wiener one time, you'd want to warm him again. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Says some say to take hot water. Baby, can't you see? But your heat, baby, is plenty warm enough for me. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Oh, baby, please warm my wiener. Now listen here, sweet baby. It ain't no fake. I'm begging you, baby, now just give your daddy one break. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. You know the time's growing old. I don't want you warm half of my wiener. I want you to warm him all. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week, piratesweek.tripod.com.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.